This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Well, as you probably have heard, the founding CEO of Fox News, Roger Ailes, died last week. He left quite a legacy. I'm sure many people are praising what he did, the impact he had on the media. But I'll tell you what, my Facebook feed last week on the day he died was filled with a lot of people who were glad to see him dead. They usually say, you know, don't speak ill of the dead, but people, it was no holds barred when it came to Roger Ailes.
Well, toward the end of his life, there was controversy about the sexual exploits and the charges that were made against him by some young staffers. But, you know, he achieved ratings, and on the face of it and on paper, he's achieved success by help founding and establishing a network that was widely viewed, widely followed, got the advertisers, despite what they were generating and what they were broadcasting. And I think that's where the question lies. How do we define his success?
Yeah, in the introduction, I referred to Fox News, and I find those words to be oxymorons. I generally just refer to it as Fox. But to be fact-based in this case, I did say Fox News. But I really don't see what Fox is doing as being news so much as propaganda.
Well, just because you have a great impact on something or you have great ratings, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are doing a service to society. And although there might be many people who disagree with me on this point, I don't think that having a niche for people who don't believe in the facts is necessarily a good thing. But it's been very lucrative for their pocketbooks in that company. They've done very well with people who feel a certain way. And not every single every single show on their network is necessarily as bad as the other ones. I mean, some of them have people who are fairly down the center. And, you know, like people like Shepard Smith, for instance, you know, he's said some things that maybe I've not always agreed with. But I see him as more of a centrist kind of figure on Fox News. There are plenty of episodes that I've watched Fox News quite a few times, and there have been plenty of shows that I've said, you know what, I cannot believe they're saying that, or they're angling a story this way, or they're saying something about someone in this manner. I don't find it to be objective at all, and they say they're fair and balanced, and I don't see that.
Yeah, the fair and balanced, I was going to bring that up. That's quite the slogan for an operation that is overtly conservative. There's nothing fair and balanced about what they're doing. They also gave a voice to Donald Trump a number of years ago, even before he was a political candidate, and his claims with the birther movement, that Barack Obama was not born in this country. They gave him plenty of voice for something that clearly is not true.
And fair and balanced, I mean, that's something that should be implied of all networks and all journalistic endeavors in general. I mean, what Roger Ailes did and what those who helped found and plant the seed for Fox News, they realized that there was a voice for some people, especially on the very far right, that weren't being heard. At least they thought they weren't being heard. And they gave them a voice and they shaped their own narrative and they found a way to make lots of money and be very successful at it. And on the surface, that makes a very successful business. But in this industry and in this kind of specific kind of line of work where objectivity is everything, there is nothing extremely fair and balanced about what Fox News did day in and day out with their own narratives, with their own spin, their own subjectiveness to the news. But people bought into it. Advertisers bought into it. And now I think history will tell how successful, how successful this entity was and what Roger Ailes' place in history was with his own personal downfalls and then, of course, the assault on journalism in general. I think that will tell the tale in the long run, and I don't think it'll be a happy ending for him.
Do you think history will show that this assault on journalism, as you called it, proved to be harmful to democracy?
Oh, I think so. I think it definitely changed and inspired minds. People tuned into it, and people have believed it. And all you need to do is look at social media, which you also have to, you know, use with a grain of salt. I think it definitely changed hearts and minds and inspired a lot of people.
Well, I mean, with the, I guess with Russia coming into play here, it gave that, I mean, there's plenty of opportunities there where things that Russia has kind of put into our media, they've gone and run with it. So we've seen quite a few narratives that Russia probably has you know, had a hand in placing into our media, and that's, you know, been played throughout the entire country. It's becoming something that's almost fact when it may be very well fiction. And there are some things that came out that were true and things that needed to be vetted and talked about. But I definitely think that there's been a huge problem with the last election with how things – the news cycle's been – and the kind of things that were being put into the news cycle. But make no mistake about it, I don't have a lot of good things to say about cable news networks in general. It's mm-hmm. not just Fox. Every cable news network has some kind of slant, and it's because they're making money off the audience. So they're making money off of you. They're making money off of people who are looking for that voice, and that's what they do. That's what cable news does. So this is not something that's shocking.
Since you, Jasmine, probably watch more cable news than Will or myself, do you feel before Fox came along that CNN, which was the cable news giant, certainly through the 80s and into the 90s, do you feel it was slanted at that time?
I think it had – yeah, Ted Turner. I mean, Ted Turner founded it, and he's an interesting figure in our country anyway. But it's – I think it had a little bit of a slant. I think it has more of a slant now. But I also think more – everything has more of a slant now. I think as I've watched and become interested in media, you know, from even my teenage years, in the last 15 to 20 years, things have become more sensational and I think less objective just in for everything.
Yeah, well, I ask because I'm sure the founders of Fox would argue that a conservative voice was needed, that there's so much liberal media out there that a conservative voice was needed. And I feel like a lot of media, certainly the main television networks, for example, CBS is always accused of having a liberal bias. I don't see that. I see them trying to report the news and trying to be accurate and try to cut it down the middle. NPR gets accused of a liberal bias too, and NPR is going to great lengths to try and cut it down the middle and be fair to both sides. I'm not sure a conservative voice was really needed.
It wasn't, but I think Roger Ailes and his lieutenant saw that there was an opportunity there, and they not only jumped into it, but I think they exploited it. To the point to where they could gain advertisers and gain viewers and gain listeners, and to the point where it's come very sensational. And their sensationalism, I think, at Fox News has maybe led to sensationalism at the other mm-hmm. competing networks, CNN, yeah. MSNBC, and has dragged them all down, the 24-hour news cycle. We could spend an entire program talking about the detriments of that. So I think that's all contributed to that. And when we look back on history, I don't want to be a prognosticator, but if I had to, I think that Ailes and Fox News will be remembered for not really contributing to the quality of journalism objectivity that we so sorely need, especially now.
Yeah, there's not one story that I can think of where I go, Fox News really had it. Like they really got it right here. And that says something. There have been plenty of other journalists out there that have done really good work. And I can't think of one Fox News story where they broke this story and this was a huge, huge get for them. I can't think of one.
With that, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.